Dear friends, young people from all over the world are setting out on the path to Christ and sharing their experiences with us. This path is not something abstract. It is about the love for God and neighbor, and you can practice and make experiences with it every day. You may ask yourselves, what does this mean for my life? That's why it's called today, We Read, Are You Listening? Empathize, Experience, Young People on the Path to Christ. For example, a letter came from Zimbabwe from a young woman who recently participated in an international interchange of free communities for young people. My name is Estefania, and I will read what she wrote about this. I still want to share with you how the interchange helped me. In fact, it relieved me to know that I am not the only one who faces challenges and needs to learn. Most of the issues that the others reported also have something to do with me. Sometimes it feels like I am alone, and that's unbearable. Even when I speak my mind, for example, when I stand up for the animals that are mistreated and killed for no reason, people find me childish and use the Bible to dismiss my feelings toward this cruelty to animals. So I am forced to remain silent, as though I agree, even when I think it's not right. Trying to become a better person is not easy when you feel alone. But talking to others of my age who are also trying to improve and telling them about how you made mistakes and how you resolved them makes it easier. That gives me hope. I hope we will have another sharing exchange, because I really learned more than I thought before, and I gained courage. Because, to be honest, sometimes I lose faith in myself and think that I might not make it. This exchange gave me courage because I learned from the other young people that difficulties don't mean giving up. It means going toward the goal and doing it together so that we can strengthen each other and remind each other of our goal.
We can already see that it is good to hear and experience how others are doing on this path. People everywhere are setting out for Christ. Another report comes from a completely different part of the world, namely from the Netherlands. My name is Sebastian, and I will read what a young woman there wrote. I frequently listen to the radio broadcasts. There is a lot to think about and follow up on. The hardest thing for me is to watch and control my thoughts. Unfortunately, I can't talk about this with anyone here. Everyone refers to the Bible, but it's too superficial for me, and I don't find in it the God who really loves us. Besides, what is written there is not actually done anywhere, for example, the Sermon on the Mount and You Shall Not Kill. Sometimes I don't know how to act or what to say to family members who don't follow the path. I realize they don't understand. I have to work on myself slowly and steadily, and there is still lots to do. But I also see that the programs have an effect on me. I have become much calmer. They make me more content. How is Gabriele doing? May I ask that question? This is such a great and comprehensive teaching. It's really the only help that something can change. It makes me happy that the free communities exist and that people all over the world are following this path to God. And the more I listen and read in the book, This is My Word, the more I get the feeling that I want to be there for this great Christ work. I want to help others, but without ego. And precisely the selfless without ego, that's not so easy for me. Currently, I still have my hands full, job, family, children, and I am learning to apply in small steps in everyday life what I hear. It's a big challenge for me, but it makes sense.
Let's experience what young people share on their journey to Christ. My name is Noah, and I will read a report from a viewer in Macedonia. I realized how much I depended on other people's thinking, on their judgment and affirmation. What a waste of the energy that God, our Father, has given us and that we misuse. The trigger was insults, after which I did not feel well at all. But when I listened to an inner devotional, I realized that I had unnecessarily tied my heart to others in an all too human way. I mean that my focus was going in the wrong direction. When I think of God in me and in the people around me, then I see the positive, the divine in my neighbor. Then I can accept, recognize, and forgive myself. Thank you for the Christ path, which helps me to get out of all my negative behavior. I am learning more and more that I myself am the trigger for every act of disrespect or unkindness. When I get angry, I ask Christ for help so that I recognize myself more deeply and no longer think and act as I did before. Yesterday, I walked through nature and became aware that God is in me. He walks with me. He moves my legs. He is in every breath. He is in the nature around me, in the air. This did me so much good and helps me to feel support and happiness and to change. Thank you for all the schoolings in the books by Gabriele and in the TV programs. It has its effect in me and helps in everyday situations. I know that this is the unique chance for me to recognize more deeply the programs in my subconscious. Christ helps me to clean out this backpack. Many of you know the Sermon on the Mount from Jesus of Nazareth. A new viewer from Tanzania reports about his experiences with it. He contacted the free communities and received some pamphlets in English and Swahili. Let's hear what he writes and feel along with him. I love the booklet, The Sermon on the Mount. It teaches us what it means to live a spiritual life, and when I read it, it feels like I am coming into communication with the free spirit and drinking pure nectar. I want to become a follower of Christ's Sermon on the Mount, even though it is not easy to follow these higher instructions. I feel that if I follow the free spirit, I can purify my soul and set it on fire for Christ. This is how I find my way out of bad thoughts and into an enlightening spiritual community. The Sermon on the Mount makes me feel very happy and encourages me to become aware of my original state and to move toward higher goals.
It also holds true in Zimbabwe that the true school is life. A young man reports via WhatsApp. Wow, this schooling, right, learning raises our existence to a gain in life, stirs so much in me. Our daily lives are still so full of distractions, trials and tribulations. How much I wish to be perfect at the beginning of the inner path. But far from it. These teachings keep uncovering more shortcomings in me. Sometimes, at the end of a schooling by Gabriele, I sit there and hardly know where to start or how to communicate my feelings and thoughts, because so many things seem important to me. And in comparison to where I am, I realize how much work I still have to tackle.
Let's read another report from a young woman from Mali who wrote to us via WhatsApp and has just recently started watching the channel Gabriele TV Africa. Let's empathize with what she tells us. The often very difficult situations that I have gone through since childhood have made me rebel against people and not trust them. So I turned more to God, and honestly, He changed my life. It is thanks to God that I have become who I am now. That, to me, is proof of His love. But sometimes I get desperate. I work like crazy to provide for my children and my mother. On the other hand, people who lead a sinful life get ahead and have almost everything they want. They make the poor work and they get rich. So when these thoughts come over me, I ask myself the question, where is God in all this? 2 days later, after listening to the schooling, Right Learning Raises Our Existence to a Gain in Life, she telephoned. It is as though this program was made for me personally. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. It's true. We really cannot find happiness with our fellow people. It is up to us to learn and to take our life in hand with Christ, who is the inner reform. This teaching from Gabriele gives me courage to keep working on myself, to change my negative sides, and to purify my soul. And above all, I must thank God in every situation and do not need to worry about the future. He is here. I share these teachings with other interested people here, and every day I talk with my daughter about them. She is in Benin.
How do we feel when we hear these reports? Do they encourage us to make our own experiences? There are many, many reports from all over the world. I'll read another letter, this one from a reader from South Cameroon. Let's listen. Once again, many thanks for the books I received via the mail. I've already read them several times and have become aware of many things, above all, why we are on this earth, the fall to becoming human beings, and what we have to do to return to the source. Thanks especially for the inner path to the cosmic consciousness level of order. I read it frequently so as to better understand it and to do the exercises correctly. I discovered the sun prayer and how to pray in the morning and evening in order to begin the day well and to close it. And now I understand the depth of the soul prayer better. Sometimes I pray in my native language, because then the prayer really penetrates deeply into me. I practice it every day and realize that now I feel more and more with my heart. But on the inner path, I also have inner struggles to free myself from the all-too-human aspects. For example, I had a habit of complaining a lot and feeling sorry for myself because I didn't have any trust in God. When I had enough money, I thought everything was fine. But as soon as things got difficult financially, the worry and anxiety gnawed at me. Gabriele's teachings have opened my eyes to what is important, to devote myself to God so that His will is done, not mine. For some time now, I feel much calmer in my mind. And one thing strikes me. I have noticed that it has also made me more aware of nature around me. Many thanks to Gabriele for bringing us the message of the free spirit.
And another report from Africa, from northern Togo. This time from a young teacher. Let's feel and experience what he reports. The world we live in is really twisted. I thought of the words I learned in the Catholic Church, God chastises those He loves. That can't be true. Everyone here reads the Bible and thinks it is the truth, or interprets passages as they please. Since I read the Sermon on the Mount by Jesus of Nazareth, my opinion has completely changed regarding the teachings of the Catholic Church. There are so many contradictions in it. And when I heard the broadcast at Easter that talked about decrucifying Jesus, since he has long since been resurrected, I thought, that's right. These church traditions are wrong and should really make us think. In any case, I can no longer believe in them. For me, Gabriele's teachings are very enriching and make it possible for me to change. After all, it is not a matter of listening to them, but of practicing them. The original Christianity, the free spirit, there I find the truth, and I wish that the world may move forward according to Gabriele's teachings. Dear friends, that is contagious. Resolute experiences of young people worldwide on the path to Christ. You can really feel the joy and gratitude for this path. Do you also have experiences on the path to Christ? Feel free to contact the free communities under the sign of the lily. For today, we take our leave of you and wish you many good experiences and all the best. See you soon.